The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
And Folsom Prison Blues, recorded in 1966 in front of inmates in the actual Folsom State Prison. Now, fast forward to 2024. Nathan Carter was in prison last night, but only visiting, in Castlereagh Prison and performing there. Henry McKean was amongst the group in the audience, and he's with us now from Roscommon. Good morning, Henry.
Good morning. Yeah, in the slammer, country star Nathan Carter, he performed in Castlereagh Prison for the prison staff and the community to raise money for local charities, including the paediatric unit at Sligo University Hospital, Mayo Roscommon Hospice and the Roscommon Youth Service. The prisoners will see the gig tonight on prison TV, wired into their, I was going to say their bedrooms, but their cells. Some people, have questioned that nearly 400 prisoners could not watch this live in the prison church like I did last night. Singer-songwriter Seemat said it was offensive and dehumanising, and she would be happy to perform for the prisoners. So lots of talk about that today. I did get to meet a prisoner in his cell. He didn't seem to mind waiting to watch the concert tonight on prison TV. Here is Bob. So we're actually here outside the prisoner's cell. We're about to go in, and there's Clue Bay, a big photograph of Clue Bay, and also Sligo on the wall. And there's a sign that says, every day is a chance to be better, up on the wall as well.
How are you doing? My name is Bob.
Bob, we're here in your cell. You love Bob Marley. There's lots of Bob Marley here. Any Nathan Carter around?
Oh, there is, yeah. I have a Nathan Carter CD there on the table.
So you love Nathan. How does it feel that a pop star, a country singer, is coming to your prison to play here?
I think it's excellent. Excellent for the prison. It's great as well. It's charity-based. We're allowed to take part, and we're allowed to donate some money to three charities, which is great for the prison.
So inmates, you're all here for a reason, but you're trying to reform. You're trying to, you know, get ready for the outside world. People perhaps listening, some might say, why are the prisoners having a concert? Others might be saying, why can't the prisoners be actually at the concert? Because you're going to be watching it via prison TV. What do you think?
I think here in the prison, it's great that we're allowed to take part in something like this, because it is for charity at the end of the day. So it's great that we can all donate, we can all make cakes and help towards the catering of the whole concert. And it's just great to be part of the community.
And Bob, what's it like being in prison? I know that's a very difficult question.
Yeah.
Waking up here, what's prison life like?
At the start, it's a struggle. But after a while, when you get into a routine, get a job, get to know some people, it can be okay. It can be pleasant at times, yes.
And you're involved in various projects?
I am involved with the catering.
The cakes were good, by the way.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, I helped with the cakes, with the food. We've also just finished a catering course here, which has helped us for the outside. Just a line of work if we wish to follow.
And are you looking forward to getting out?
I am, of course, looking forward to getting out and being with my family, yes.
And you'll be looking up Nathan, going to one of his gigs on the outside?
I will, of course, yes. I will, of course, yeah. Look up Nathan.
Yeah, so that's the Bowl Bob, who is going to see it tonight on prison TV in his bedroom, as you described it, Henry. You met Nathan. Now, I know you were a huge Nathan Carter fan to begin with.
Yeah, I mean, to be honest with you, it was the first time meeting Nathan Carter. I know Jake quite well. Jake was there too.
Oh, you're such a name dropper. Name dropper.
And they had a big Nathan Carter truck that came into the prison. And we heard there from Bob, a Nathan Carter fan. And those prisoners, some of them might have had their windows open to hear, but they will be able to watch it a little bit later. And Nathan was asked about that, you know, like many of us. We thought the prisoners would be watching it live, and then it became clear that it was, I suppose, a celebration of the prison staff. Here is Nathan.
Arthur, he's a famous country music star that took time out.
And that's the thing. I mean, listeners are saying that perhaps Nathan Carter should have been locked up sooner, but we are trying to recreate, really, Johnny Cash, aren't we?
Well, Johnny Cash is still, I think, was it 10.7 million views only 6 months ago. That's still watched in relation to San Quentin and Folsom Prison. But what we're doing here is, as I said, the concert is solely for the staff, organisations, businesses around the town that support the prison and the Irish Prison Service as a whole. What we're doing, obviously, we have to be very mindful of security, is that the concert will be given to the TV channel, which is where we promote our modern technology, that they can watch it in their cells.
And they'll be watching it in their cells. And again, like that, there's victims out there, and you don't want to be seen to be celebrating the prisoners. You're celebrating country music, and you're celebrating charity and the staff and rehab, so when these prisoners eventually do go out into the world, they'll be better people.
That's exactly our focus, because at the end of the day, you know, prison, you know, there's people that have to be in prison, but the other thing is that they will be returned to the community at some stage. So we're very mindful, from a rehabilitative focus, from an educational, that we try and maybe instill skills in them and support them in trying to build better lives within themselves, but for their families as well, and the community at large as well, because obviously you have to be mindful of victims that are in the community.
Now, the very astute listeners will have noticed that was not Nathan Carter. That was the governor of Castlereagh Prison, wasn't it?
No, absolutely. That was Theresa Byrne there, the governor, looking after 389 male prisoners across Connacht, Donegal, Cavan, Longford, you name it. And they do, you heard there about the ethos of education and workshops and how the prisoners raised 600 euro for charity. Great to hear from her and what she had to say. But I suppose Theresa just wanted to get ahead of Nathan. Here is Nathan.
This is my first time ever being in a prison, never mind performing. So this is a unique show for me tonight, and I'll be channeling my inner Johnny Cash. So we're raising a good bit of money doing this, and there's 300 people going to be at the show tonight, and then it's going to be shown to the prisoners tomorrow night via modern technology and streaming. So I'm looking forward to it. It's something very different for me. There was a guy who'd contacted us a couple of years back who had been in prison, and he'd written a very nice email to say that my music had kind of inspired him, you know, and he was on the straight and narrow now. So, you know, stories like that kind of, it definitely touched me. And I was like, when the gig came in, I was like, yeah, I think it's a good idea to do it. We're doing songs from the last album, a good few country songs. I've been asked to sing Johnny Cash, and we'll have to get practicing that one, maybe Folsom Prison. And of course, I'll be doing Caledonia and Wagon Wheel and stuff that I've recorded over the last 14 years.
And Nathan, I want to ask you about Johnny Cash. And there is a real buzz here in prison. We're locked up. The sign behind you actually says, warning, electrical. And there's an electric feeling in the air. There's an energy. What's it like being here, you know, performing for the prison staff, performing for the prisoners? And that idea, you know, Johnny Cash obviously helped, but tell us about how it all happened.
Yeah, well, I suppose I've never performed in a prison before, so this is something very unique. This year I'm trying to challenge myself and do stuff that I never have done in the past. So this is definitely up there with one of the most random gigs for me, but it's something that, as I say, the charities are involved, and I think it's a good thing to do, and there seems to be a lot of positivity about the whole thing. I've just been shown around the prison and all the gardens outside, and I must say it's a lot nicer than what I imagined a prison would be, and obviously the staff and all the inmates take a lot of pride in keeping the place looking well.
And do you think there'll be an album, a Netflix series, a tour of American prisons?
You never know. Maybe, yeah, we could be onto something.
I'm not sure how we'd go down in the actual Folsom prison. They might know who he is, which could be an issue. How did the concert go, Henry? Because, I mean, like everything else, it was a live band performing in a church, a little bit unusual.
Oh, absolutely. And remember, there was a big, big wall all the way around the prison. They confiscate your mobile phones on the way in. The food was unbelievably good. And like that, organisers, some were criticised because they, you know, didn't allow the prisoners to watch live. But then there was concern over victims groups as well. They didn't want to be seen to be celebrating the prisoners. So a really interesting gig. In this church, there was lots of jiving and lots of country dancing as well. I got to...
Is that the best you could describe it as, yeah?
There was an electricity and you could say a real a huge media presence in the air as well. And, you know, I have to throw in a few puns here. You know, there was excitement because there was a celebrity and there was a cell fees galore.
Henry. Please.
Jonathan, you know, at the end of the day, you're the one who should be locked up. You're the one who should be locked up, not Nathan. We all know this. But anyway, here is prison officers, including the one who came up with the idea.
Hi, how are you? My name is Colin Butler. I'm an officer here in Castlebury Prison. It all began, I suppose, a couple of months ago. A governor here, Governor Byrne, came to me to see would I know anyone available, or a band or a superstar, as she called it, that would come in and play a gig in appreciation to all the staff and all what staff do, but still include the prisoners. That's something we could stream into their cells.
And there was a connection, wasn't there?
Yes, my brother's actually Nathan's tour manager, road manager. So naturally, I had to contact him first. He said no straight away. I went back to Governor Byrne, told her the answer was no. She said, can you do anything else? I said, leave it with me. I ended up having to sell my soul, but we got it across the line. Got Jared on board first, who then got on to Nathan. I had a couple of conversations with Nathan as well, and here we are.
We're here at Castlereagh Prison. The concert's in full swing. Are you enjoying it?
Very much so. Very unique.
My name is Claire Bolton, and it's an unbelievable night for staff and for everybody else involved.
So you're out of breath. That's from
line
dancing.
Yeah, from dancing, yeah. From jiving. Jiving two girls.
Jiving.
Jiving two girls.
And you love jiving. They love jiving here
at
Castlereagh.
Yeah, they do. Very lucky talent to have.
And here at the prison, there is some crack, isn't there? There's some buzz.
Yeah, there's some banter going on at the minute. It's bringing staff together. And it's just nice to see everybody enjoying themselves in a different environment. It's not usually you're in a church in a jail, so we're lucky to be able to have this, yeah.
Henry, they would have described it down here years ago as adult dancing, which I think has a different connotation again now. So, I mean, we'll just call it dancing, will we?
Well, I think it's, you could say it's country, Irish country dancing. It's a little bit different to line dancing. Yeah, let's just call it dancing.
Let's just call it dancing. And they've let you out of the prison, just for clarity.
Well, I've just about managed to climb the walls. I'm still here in Roscommon, all right. But yeah, I managed to escape. There's a prisoner on the loose.
Indeed. Henry McKean, Nathan Carter's biggest fan. Thank you very much for joining us from Castlereagh in County Roscommon.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.